Welcome back. Hour number two of the Chad Hastie Show. News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Of course, on social media, Facebook and Twitter, that's where the show continues all day long into election night. We'll be sending out some tweets and following along with what's going on out there. Today on the show, we've got a lot to cover, of course. We've got LPNL stuff that we'll talk about, voter ID here in Texas that we'll get into, lots of national news, including Obamacare. And you probably saw the story yesterday where Senator John Cornyn came out and said, hey, send me your stories. Send me your stories about how you've been impacted by Obamacare. We've done that here on the show before. We're going to do that again. We want to know how you've been impacted by Obamacare. How have you been affected? Either by with your small business, if you're a business owner, your premiums are going up. How have you been affected by Obamacare? We're taking some of your stories, and then we're gonna record some of those, send those up to DC, some of those lawmakers up there, so that way they can hear from you guys. You can call on in and voice your opinion on that. Now, joining me now to talk about Obamacare, President of American Commitment, Phil Kirpin. You've probably seen him on Fox News, CNBC, all over the place, on some of the different news channels out there. Phil, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today to talk a little bit about Obamacare. You wrote an article, I believe it was yesterday, that appeared on your website, AmericanCommitment.org, and you argue that not only is Obamacare a failure just as a law, but also it's a moral failure as well, right?
Well, that's right. You know, I think we far too often kind of let the left talk about what's fair and right and moral, and you know, we talk about what works economically, and more often than not, those two actually go together. They're not in opposition to each other. And you know, when the liberals come in and they basically blow up the entire healthcare marketplace for everyone, and people in the individual market are seeing it now. They're all getting their cancellation letters. The reason people in the employer market are not seeing it yet is Obama illegally delayed the employer mandate a year because he didn't want these crises to all hit at the same time. So we're going to see those cancellations in the group market next year. But they basically blew up healthcare for everyone, and millions of people who had health care, who were responsible, who bought insurance, had plans they liked, had doctors they liked, their lives are being thrown into disarray. They're being punished, essentially, for doing the right thing and for taking care of their own responsibility. And they're being punished in a particularly outrageous way because they're having their policies that they liked and that they paid for canceled, and they're told, well, you're going to tax you and punish you if you don't buy a new policy from this new government website. And they go to the website and it doesn't even work. And so they're going to punish people for not doing something that is actually impossible for most people to do. I don't see how that's right, fair, or moral. I don't see how anyone can defend that.
Well, and you've got an administration right now, and you've got a press like the New York Times who comes out and says, well, the president just misspoke. The president misspoke.
Yeah, like 35 times right. Misspoke. Right. What is wrong with these people?
Well, and what can people do about this? Because you know, you had Republicans who, you know, they tried, some Republicans, let me rephrase that, who tried to make a stand on this and say we need to delay this individual mandate. President, I still think the president probably will going into the holiday season. I could just imagine that and taking credit for it. But what can people do? Because that's one question. I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter, on social media, and everywhere else. People want to know what they can do about this.
Well, first of all, the House passed a one-year delay in the individual mandate almost 4 months ago now, and the Senate's never even had a vote on it. So I think it's critical that we get a lot of pressure on Harry Reid and some of these other Senate Democrats to say, look, when are you going to take this up? Clearly, we cannot punish people for failing to do something that's impossible to do. This is crazy. You're causing a lot of anxiety for people unnecessarily. If you don't like the House bill, which was a simple one-year delay of the mandate, then amend it, but you've got to bring it up. You've got to allow Senate consideration of that. 22 Democrats voted for that in the House. It was a big bipartisan vote when they had that. And it's been months now, and the Senate hasn't acted. So I think we've got to get a lot of pressure for the Senate to act on the individual mandate issue. But we also, there's another critical short-term issue here as well, because it's fine and good not to punish people who aren't buying insurance, but if you're one of the millions of people who just got your plan canceled and you can't buy a replacement plan, you've got a much bigger, more immediate problem than whether or not the government's going to punish you for that. You need health insurance, you need your coverage, and you know most of these plans that have been terminated, they are terminated at the end of this calendar year, so they don't have a lot of time. And so I think there needs to be emergency legislation passed, and Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has already proposed this in the Senate. Fred Upton from Michigan has proposed it in the House. But there needs to be emergency legislation passed that says every 2013 plan is legally authorized to continue operating through 2014. And I think that if Congress did that, there'd be enough pressure on the insurance companies to basically rescind all those cancellation letters and allow those plans to operate another year and get us a little breathing room to try to deal with all the bigger issues and all the other problems with this law. But in the meantime, you know, it's unconscionable that people are losing their coverage.
But is that something that the left really wants?
No, they don't want it. But, you know, how can you vote against that? I mean, really, how can you vote against a bill that says if you like the plan you have right now, you can keep it for at least one more year while we figure out what's going on with the website and the rest of this mess? How do you vote against that?
Yeah, well, I saw a clip, and it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She was on Bill Maher's program, and I don't know if you saw the same clip I did, but she was basically arguing that, well, people have to give up their insurance, or they have to give up some, you know, depending on what plan they had, for the greater good, basically. You know, and that's the attitude that the left is taking on this, is that those who are, you know, having to give up their insurance plans, well, you're having to do that because, well, everyone needs, you know, the basic, you know, the same basic type of insurance out there. I mean, this is not what they sold years ago.
Well, that's exactly right. It's not even what they sold months ago, because the Obama gave a speech on September 26th of this year, 5 days before the Obamacare launch. He said 85% of Americans, including people in the individual market, and he used the word individual market, he said nothing's going to change for you. He said that on September 26th. I mean, a lot of people were already holding cancellation letters in their hand, and the president goes out and says, nothing's going to change for you. The people who say something's going to change are fear-mongering.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's one thing now to say, you know, New York Times insurance policy is not worth keeping and all of this insulting, paternalistic nonsense that people don't know what's best for them and government has to tell them what to buy and whatever. We know liberals believe those things, but the point here is, if Obama had said that, if he had been honest about what was going on, there is no way this would have passed. And if somehow it did pass, there's no way he would have been reelected. And so the deception was really central to this whole thing. And I think that's why people are so upset now when the liberals are like, oh, you know, we always knew we were going to take away people's insurance. It's kind of like, well, really? Why'd you lie about it?
Visiting with Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org is the website. What impact do you think this will have going into midterm elections?
Well, look, I think healthcare is going to be the dominant issue in the elections next year. I think it's going to be very similar to 2010. I think it'll probably be a big Republican year. But, you know, I think there are going to be some surprises, especially in the primaries. A lot of incumbent Republicans, I think, are going to lose because they haven't been as aggressive on this issue as a lot of conservatives would like them to be. And so I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very interesting election cycle, but at the end of the day, I think there are going to be big Republican gains in the Senate, possibly even taking control of that body, because people want to do something about this. They're upset about it. And, you know, it's not just the, you know, however many million people it ends up being who lose their insurance. You know, the president says, oh, it's only 5% of the American people. Like, that's a small number. You know, it's 5% of the American people is 15 million people. And if something happens to 15 million people, it might not happen to you, but it's going to happen to someone you know, someone you work with, someone in your family, someone who's one of your neighbors. And so this is going to touch everyone, whether it affects people directly or not. You know, when unemployment goes from, say, 7% to 12%, that's only a 5% change in the percentage of the people. But the whole mood of the country changes dramatically. That's a huge difference because everyone knows somebody who's affected. And I think it's going to be the same way with healthcare.
Yeah, I think so. Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, appreciate your time. Today, people can check out your website, AmericanCommitment.org. Tell folks a little bit about American Commitment, if you will.
Yeah, we're a free market advocacy organization dedicated to limited government, maximum individual freedom, and we're engaged in a lot of the day-to-day policy fights here in Washington on issues like taxes and spending, health care, energy, and regulation. And we don't write the long papers like a lot of the think tanks do. We try to keep everything short and to the point, blog posts, op-eds, talking points. We take our research very seriously, so if you get facts from us, you can count on them. You know they're accurate, but we try to make things easy to pick up and use without having to read through a lot of stuff. So that's kind of the specialty we focus on.
Great. Phil Kirpin, at Kirpin on Twitter. You can follow him on there as well, President of American Commitment. Appreciate your time today, Phil.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one. That's Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment.